Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
12308.
Thank you. That was 12308.
Yes.
And can I have your first and last name?
Margaret Conn, spelled C-O-N-N.
Thank you. I do see your name, and could you verify the mailing address?
1024 Glenwood Boulevard, Schenectady, New York, 12308.
Thank you. On this account, I see that it has the Evo Trainer Fitness app subscription. And how may I help you today?
Well, I don't know what that is and whether I was supposed to get anything. I don't recall ever ordering anything like that, but I saw on my credit card 3 payments of $24.99. So I guess I'd like to dispute it.
Yes, ma'am, I can assist you with that. So it's a subscription to an app, a fitness app that you download on your phone. It was initially added on with the meal planning app. Does any of that sound familiar?
Was it Noom?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, ma'am?
The only meal planning app that I tried out was Noom, N-O-O-M. Was that what it was?
No, ma'am, this meal planning app is called Feast Planner.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, well, since you don't recall creating this account, what I can do is go ahead and have it canceled, and I can process a refund for the $24.99 charge.
Okay, thank you. There were three $24.99 charges, February, March, and April.
Okay, my DC, well, on my end, it only shows two. It shows one for February. The March charge declined, but the April one went through.
Okay.
But
March
I'll go ahead.
It's on my statement.
No, ma'am. And our system shows that the March charge declined, and the only two charges that went through were for February the 4th and for April the 1st. What is the date of the March charge that's showing?
Let me see. Where did it go? Oh, I think I was waiting too long and my bank app disappeared. Let's see. Okay, I'm having trouble with this. This is my online banking, unfortunately. I'm going to have to get a password on my phone in order to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Okay, I'm logging into that, and send code. So I'm going to have to get out of your call just for a minute to get the code to open up my account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and process a refund for the latest charge, and I'll have to transfer you over to our fraud department so you can get those other charges refunded.
Yeah, I am concerned about how they got on there. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, should I go ahead and get into my bank account
As long as they'll
to
let you
give
stay
you the
on the
date
line.
for? Yeah, I think I have to get out of this call in order to get the code number. Let
Yes,
me see
ma'am.
if I can. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm into my account now, and March, let me see. I need the credit card. Okay, so I've got April 3rd, and then oh, I might have been wrong. I see February. Okay, you're right. I don't see a March one. Okay. All right, so it's April and February.
Yes, ma'am. So I can process a refund for the April charge. For the February charge, I would have to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay.
Okay, so please stay online for the fraud department.
Okay.